On this, the third day of December 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth, welcome to today's webcast.
Your Bibles ought to be open to Romans chapter 8. As we continue in this marvelous, marvelous book, we look at these wonderful, wonderful words. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has so commanded us that when we come together, that we come together with one frame of reference in mind to lift him up. As I present to you this introduction, I would like to read again afresh these wonderful verses, verses 18 through 30 in Romans chapter 8, and so that we might become a little bit more centralized on what the text is saying to us. Beginning with verse 18, listen to what Paul says. And then keep in mind that this is how we ought to be as we view this no frustrating life. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God, for the creation was subject to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Continue to read with me, church, that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for the adoption of sons, the redemption of our body. For in hope we have been saved, and hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one also hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance, we eagerly wait for it. And in the same way, oh, look at the Holy Spirit here, church. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words. And
decision. Yeah. Religion, yeah.
from an album in 1998 called I Know, Luther Vandross. Thank you for joining me for the webcast today. That was me preaching in the first part of that. I took the church verse by verse through the entire book of Romans. And what a wonderful, wonderful time that was, explaining doctrinally what those texts meant. Luther Vandross, born April 20th, 1951, left this planet on July 1st, 2005. He was an American singer-songwriter, Wikipedia says, a record producer, also noted for his sweet and soulful vocals. And that's what we're going to listen to today, Luther Vandross. I have other people that I'm going to be throwing in some music also as I share it with you. Religion, that was nice. I'm going to play the next one, which is called, that's it. Listen at Hardcore. He's having a fit out there. I hope that you enjoyed the webcast yesterday. You can always go by the dates and listen to the particular webcast and catch up. Listen to music. Yesterday I played Frank Sinatra. And man, what a good time we had. Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole. So today it's going to be Luther Vandross. I got a few other oldies up here that I may throw in between for you to listen to. But you gals out there really like Vandross. And so I think that I put together some real nice numbers that I'd like to play. Luther died in 2005, about 4 years after my wife passed away. And he was young, what, 54? Something like that. And that's young, because I remember when I was 54, for sure. Well, let me play this next number. And it's called Keeping the Faith. And that's what I want you to do. But Luther's not talking about religion. He's talking about love. Luther Vandross is the featured artist here. 31 Days of Music on PJ's website as we end up the year 2001. Oh, this is a race oddity, right? Luther Vandross. As we continue to listen to his marvelous music, Keeping the Faith.
All of these brand new friends.
there's no other voice like Luther Vandross. You just know that. And you know what he has? He has ladies in the choir singing with him, and his background vocal group, they were the best in the West. Luther Vandross, the late, the great, a male crooner. Yesterday I played Frank Sinatra. Why not play a little Luther Vandross? He had a lot of hit songs. I'm telling you, a lot of hit songs. And I had a lot of songs to choose from. I just chose a few there. This from that album I know in 1998, Religion, Keeping My Faith in You. I'm Only Human. I'm going to play that next. But he became the lead singer of the group Change, which released its gold-certified debut album, Glow of Love, in 1980 on Warner RFC Records. And after Vandross left that group, he was signed by Epic Records as a solo artist and released his debut album in 1981, Never Too Much. You know, Never Too Much, Never Too Much, yeah. During his career, Vandross sold over 40 million records worldwide. Isn't that fantastic? 40 million. What a voice. Ladies and the gentlemen in the African-American community love Luther because of his suave with the fancy clothes that he wore, and he just appealed to all of his audience. He made a man want to love his woman more. Yes, having 11 consecutive platinum albums, records, he achieved by the rhythm and blues artist of the time, receiving Grammy Awards, including the Best Male R&B Vocal Performance 4 different times. He has a total of 4 Grammys, and in 2004, a year before he died, including the Grammy Award, the Song of the Year, for the song recorded. And I may look it up here and play it for you. I don't have it on the spread, but Dance With My Father. That was from his last album, and I think one of his greatest, greatest source of music, Luther Vandross. Don't we just love him? He says, I'm only human. That's all he's talking about. I'm only human. He wants you to know that. And that's why I like him, because he wasn't afraid to talk about that. Luther Vandross, the artist for today on December the 3rd, 2021. Lucy Colvin Studio. Luther Ronzoni Vandross Jr. was born on April the 20th, 1951, at Bellevue Hospital in the Kips Bay neighborhood of Manhattan in New York City. He was the fourth child and second son of Mary Ida Vandross and Luther Vandross Sr. His father was an upholsterer and a singer, and his mother was a nurse. Vandross was raised in Manhattan, Lower East Side, in the NYCHA Alfred E. Smith Housing, Public Housing Development. That's interesting because I was raised in the Will Rogers Projects on 103rd and Central Avenue with my family there in Watts. Oh, I'm loving this. At the age of three, having his own phonograph, Vandross taught himself to play the piano by ear. So did I. Vandross' father died of diabetes, and Vandross was 8 years old. In 2003, Vandross wrote the song Dance with My Father and dedicated it to him. The title was based upon his childhood memories and his mother's recollection of the family singing and dancing in the house. It's a wonderful record. His family moved to the Bronx when he was nine. His sister Patricia, Pat, and Ann began taking Vandross to the Apollo Theater and to the theater in Brooklyn to see Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin. Patricia sang with a vocal group called The Crest, I remember them, and was featured on the songs by Juanita and The Sweetest One. Vandross graduated from William Howard Taft High School in the Bronx in 1969. That's a number of years after I graduated from Fremont in 1962. So we were contemporaries. I'm a little older than him, and attended Western Michigan University for a year before dropping out to continue pursuing a career in music. And I'm glad he did, because, you know, everybody, as a matter of fact, I got a call from a dear friend of mine asking me about the college and university that I got my master's degree from, and I didn't recommend it to my friend for his children. It was a Christian college. If those of you know me, I graduated from Talbot Theological Seminary, which is on the Biola University campus. But I don't know. No. I admonished my friend to have his children go to a school, albeit business or whatever school, go where people are not limited in how they think about other people. And unfortunately, when you go to some of these Christian institutions, you can really find out what they believe when you see how difficult it is for you to advance in any other field if you're not connected to what they say you need to be connected to. Well, we're going to continue to listen to some Luther Vandross. I want to thank you for coming to my website, spending some time. I'm only human. I like this number because it's called Nights in Harlem from the same album. I know Nights in Harlem. Luther Vandross Jr.
There's a party in Harlem. Come on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Knock, knock.
Telling you, and you know what, that album was recorded in 1998. Religion, keeping my faith in you, and oh my goodness, I'm Only Human, Nights in Harlem. And you know what, he had other albums like Never Too Much, and from that album, A House Is Not a Home. I don't think I'm gonna play that right now, because I'm running out of time and I'm enjoying all these numbers that I'm playing. But this next number I'm going to play, the album was made in 1991. And I love that year because I was at the peak of my preaching career. I sure enough wasn't listening to no Luther Vandross. No, I was not. I did not have time. I could not take the time to boogie off of Vandross. But he had an album called The Power of Love. And I bought this years after the album was made, and I love the title track. The title track, Power of Love, Luther Vandross. Ah, that's the introduction.
When I say goodbye,
yeah.
It is never for long.
Uh-huh.
'Cause I know our love still lives on.
Yeah, sing it, man.
Again, exactly like it was, 'cause I believe in the power of love.
can tell, I'm enjoying me some music these days, can't you?
Come on, boy.
It is 3:35 in the afternoon on Friday. You know, people are getting ready to go out, go to the movies, go by a friend's house, go to a birthday party, go swimming. Well, it's cooling off in L.A., but here I am spinning some of the greatest music from one of America's greatest crooners, Luther Vandross, singing Love Power. And we've got that. And that's why I love playing music. I love what the music does. I was in the studio dancing. I just got up out this seat, and I got to boogieing in the studio. Yes, I did. But I know what season it is, so I'm going to skip a lot of these because, and I'm going to start playing. See, Luther may not be with us, but he knows it's Christmas. Yes, it is. I hear the bells. I look at the guitarist. Everybody's ready. Luther, come on. Come on. Wake up, boy. Sing to us on Christmas.
Don't be discouraged.
Yeah.
Don't be dismayed. There's hope for all in this world. 'Cause this is Christmas Day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Though you think that he doesn't care.
Come on, man.
I know he does.
Yes, sir. Luther.
This is Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Let the world sing.
Yeah.
Let us all begin to hear.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is Christmas.
Christmas.
And
boy.
Christmas bells ring, people's hearts sing.
Yeah.
And I forget about all the troubles I seem to have.
That's right, Luther.
Tell myself to feel how my brother feels.
Yeah.
Try to love him and maybe then I'll understand.
Go on,
take
man.
A little room in our hearts. No heart's too small.
That's all right, sing, boy.
Can we love each other today?
Yeah.
'Cause after all, this is Christmas.
Christmas.
Let the world sing.
Yeah.
Let us all begin to hear.
Come on now.
Yeah.
play with me when it comes to Christmas. Don't play with me. Some of the best seasons of my life, I'm 77, every Christmas. If my wife was there, if she's not there, it's Christmas. Something special about this time of the year. Everybody criticizes Americans because of Black Friday, but we run to spend that money to wrap up that gift. Because we know how good the heart feels when you open up the box. Takes you back when you was a little thing. Mom and Dad never had a bunch of money, you know? But we had a little box. We had a little box. It's Christmas. I love this time of the year. I'm not going to lie. And even when I pastored the church, Christmas. We'd have Christmas pageants. And it wasn't just about the story of the baby in the manger and the shepherds and the wise men and the star from the east that stopped over Bethlehem and shepherds came in to bow down to look in that basket to see what it was and this little black boy kicking his legs, kicking his legs. And that boy grew up and start making some statements telling me about he would call his father God. Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't play me short on Christmas. No. As a matter of fact, if Luther could talk, he would, yeah, he would just say, please, just come on home. Come on home for Christmas.
Luther Vandross. At Christmas Eve, tomorrow's near. I hope that love
Christmas time should never
They say, come on home for Christmas and stay. You know, he was saying, don't play with this. I want you to be home for Christmas. That's what I love about his singing. And I'm going to end up with one more. With one, no, maybe two more. I got enough time. I got enough time. If you're coming home for Christmas, there has to be a kiss for Christmas. A kiss for Christmas. I found this, and I listened to it, and I said, wow, what is this? A kiss? A kiss? A kiss on the lips for Christmas? Somebody kiss me. Yay. I want a kiss for Christmas. Come here. Oh, that's beautiful. Luther Vandross had a way of singing to the issue. That's what made him Luther. And that's what makes us love him as a male African-American crooner who could sing a love song to his lover and they would feel it. Luther Vandross left a beautiful legacy here on the planet. I mean, just like I was speaking about the greatness of a Frank Sinatra yesterday, and when I listen to Luther Vandross today singing, I love him just as much as I loved playing and listening to Frank yesterday. And wait a minute, Frank doesn't have anything on Luther, because Luther knows how to really celebrate Christmas. And I'm going to end up with this one, because Luther is asking us that if we faithful, that all of us should come. That's what he said. If you faithful, then come. Oh, come, all ye faithful. Luther Vandross sings the Christmas classic as I end up today's show. And thank you for coming by my website. Tell your friends about it for the next 29 days. That's a house is not a home. I didn't want to play a house is not a home. I wanted to play Oh Come All Ye Faithful. See, I just tick-ticked on the wrong song. Luther Vandross can sing the Christmas classic. Thanks for coming to my website. Somebody out there wanted to hear that. That's what that was all about. One of you wanted to hear it. Well, listen to this. I think we should end up on this note. You know, there are some that would say, yeah, but you know, Luther Vandross, he was gay, so, you know, I don't like him because he, what? Are you crazy? That had nothing to do with his greatness. Who he loves and who he sleeps with is his business. Same goes for me, the same goes for you. See, when it comes down to us being fair, if I had told you yesterday that Frank Sinatra was gay, would that have changed your opinion about how beautiful the orchestrated music was? And today I play from one of the greatest African-American, black, Negro crooners in the history of this planet being here, Luther Vandross. Thank you for coming by my website. Join me tomorrow as I choose another star to play on my 31-day horizon. We had a chance to listen to the one and only Saint Luther.